The epistle for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 4. Brethren, a prisoner in the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation in which you are called, with all humility and mildness, with patience, supporting one another in charity, careful to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, one body and one spirit, as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 22. At that time, the Pharisees came to Jesus, and one of them, a doctor of the law, asking him, tempting him, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "Thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, and with thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like to this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments dependeth the whole law and the prophets." And the Pharisees being gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think you of Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "David's." He saith to them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son?" And no man was able to answer him a word, neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. Please be seated. For the joys of heaven are only purchased by sharing his sufferings. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. As we see, St. Paul tells us in the epistle today, to walk worthy of the vocation that you are called. I think that it is fitting for us just to recognize the North American martyrs whose feast day will be this coming Wednesday. Their feast day is coming up, and we see with the North American martyrs that they did walk worthy of the vocation that God called to them, that they lived that life, and that they were willing to die for the cause. The North American martyrs, they have a shrine in Orrisville, New York. Being stationed in upstate New York for my first 2.5 years as a priest, I was able to make the pilgrimage there. And it's beautiful grounds. It's very well done. They have outdoor stations. It is a means to draw our attention then to these saints, these ones that gave up their life, these martyrs. And that is a thing for us to try to contemplate and to think about, is with the different saints, with the different martyrs, of how that they did, that they walk worthy of the vocation that God had called them to. St. Isaac Joseph, he was born in Orléans, France, in the shadow of the Cathedral of the Holy Cross. So he would always call himself a citizen of the cross. And it would be something that St. Isaac Joseph would later give his life, suffering just like our Lord. And because of his proximity to the cathedral, you know, his birth being close to that, he always had a great love for the cross. He always had this devotion to the passion and the death of our Lord on the cross. And so as he lived his life, as he grew older, he would continue to think about our Lord and his passion, our Lord on the cross, and wanting to give his life for that cause. So it would only be fitting that St. Isaac Joseph would then join the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits. And he would want and desire to become a missionary. And so we see in the life of St. Isaac Joseph, God had ordained it to where, yes, he would be born in the shadow of the Holy Cross. He would desire his whole life that then to try to live that life like our Lord. The sufferings, the crosses, the trials, and being able to offer them to Almighty God. And so from that desire to follow the cross, there also came a desire for him to shed his blood for Christ. So after joining the Jesuits, he had begged them to be one of the missionaries that would go to the foreign lands, to go to Canada, to go there and to try to preach and to try to help the Indians, the people that are there, that they would become Catholic, And so that is where then his field of labors would bring him. Canada, and then obviously upstate New York, where he would end up losing his life. And so he was first sent among the Hurons, where he fell ill. But all of that, the illness, the sufferings, going to a foreign land, he saw as the sweet way of the cross. He used to pray to our Lord. He said, Lord, let me drink deep of thy chalice. Let me have the sufferings that obviously that our Lord suffered for all of us. And so again, after coming back, he would volunteer again to go back to the missions. He regained his health, and then he would want to go back again. And so he volunteered to go to Quebec. He prepared himself with a retreat, a confession, only to be taken captive over there. And so his desire was to save souls. That was the purpose. That's what he saw as his life as a priest. That he would go to these foreign lands to preach to them, try to convert them, try to help them to see that this is the true faith, and try to give that to them. Whether he lost his life or not, he felt it was worthy to suffer for our Lord. So it even encouraged the ones around him. René Goupil, one of the North American martyrs, he would try to encourage all of them in the work that they had to do. Obviously, being captive and encouraging the other ones, it certainly did not make the Indians happy with him. They would torture him. They would make him suffer, to the point that they would even try to mash his hands. They would club him. And they ended up biting his fingers off. All of this he suffered for our Lord. All of this he was willing to do so because, as I say, throughout his life, he desired to follow our Lord on the cross. He desired these things, and he put it into practice. I mean, truly, we can say that he was worthy of the vocation that God had called him to as a missionary priest. He was willing to give his life in order to save these souls, to give them the faith, to bring to them the faith. And so from all of this, he was continually tortured. He was in captive. And so on the eve of the Assumption, they reached Auriesville. Because he thought at that point that he had reached the spot where he thought that he would end up losing his life. And he said this day of great joy in heaven would be for him a day of suffering. So he realized what he would have to undergo in order to reach this point. He realized what it would take to suffer, to offer his life for our Lord. So that is why for the joys of heaven are only purchased by sharing his sufferings. He lived up to these words, that in order to gain that joy, yes, we would have to share in the sufferings of our Lord. So even amidst the tortures that he would undergo, Father Jogues, he would continue to baptize the captives that are around him. Again, causing them to be very angry with him. And so from this, I mean, obviously, he encouraged the ones around him. He helped them to see how important it was to live our faith. Even amongst the tortures, the trials that we would undergo, the crosses that we would have, he would always have those words of encouragement for those that are around him. It is said of Father Jogues that he would also carve the holy name of Jesus in a cross on the trees that where he would go, as a reminder to them. So as they would pass, they would always see the cross, or they would see the holy name of our Lord, of realizing that this is our salvation. And so you can see through his life and through his example, it did. It helped convert the people that were around him. It gave them that example. Even amongst the tortures that he had to undergo, all the crosses and trials, all of these things, he would try to give them that good example, to walk worthy of the vocation that God had given to him. And so he was willing to live and to die on the cross which our Lord had nailed him. He volunteered for this life. because he realized as a priest he was meant to save souls. And so for him, he found that his captivity was God's way of trying to bring him to the entrance of heaven. But then also he saw that it would bring the faith to the people and to this new country. It would give them the chance, and by the martyr's blood, that hopefully it would encourage those to hold fast to that faith. So in 1 year, he had baptized 70 belonging to 5 different nations. 70 souls he would baptize, being in captivity. And so from that, he scattered the good seed, which obviously would yield a great fruit, a great harvest later on. But it was the work that he did at that time. Just going in, baptizing the people, and trying to help them to see how important to live their faith was. And so from that, St. Isaac Jogues, he'd be willing to give of his life, as I mentioned, that he even bit off his fingers to where he had to have a special dispensation just to say Mass. They tried to take away from him what he had, and his spirit would not be broken. His spirit, he would continue to go on, asking to go back, to continue to stay in the missionary country. And so from that, as I mentioned, as he reached Orysville, he realized that this probably would be the place of his martyrdom. That if he stayed faithful to the graces of God, this is where he would give his life. And so for him, he thought he would be very happy if our Lord would complete his sacrifice. That the little blood that he had shed would be the first fruits of the faith for the people. That as he shed his blood for them, that it would help them to see and to continue to grow in the faith. And this would be the start of the faith in this new country. And so our Lord, he accepted the Holocaust, his offering of himself. So at that point, he spent 13 months in captivity in Orysville. They beat him. They tried to make him afraid of death by the tortures that they made him undergo. But he told them he was like a man like them, but he didn't fear death at all. He realized that that was his entrance into heaven, so he was willing then to give his life for it. He was willing to offer of himself for these souls. So even to the point that he would tell his torturers that he wanted to lead them into heaven if they would just convert. Some beat him more because of that, but certainly some were converted because of the example that he gave to them. And so for St. Isaac Jogues, he had given up his life. They'd finally killed him by beheading him, to where even some of the people, some of the families, they went to try to rescue and try to save him, but they had seen they were too late. But in a way, the work that he had done had established then the faith there. These North American martyrs, they had given their lives in order to establish the faith in these missionary countries. They saw to what the purpose of their life was, the vocation that God had called them, to give the faith to others. Yes, we can do it in a more normal setting, in a parish life, trying to give the faithful a true faith, or then God calls certain ones to be missionaries, ones that are able to suffer, to be willing to die for their faith in order to give it to other people. And so that is one of the things that St. Isaac Jogues, you can see in his life of how so willing he was. Yes, being born in the shadows of the Cathedral of the Holy Cross, of how he would live his life always remembering the cross of our Lord, of how he was willing to leave his homeland in order to preach the faith to other people, to give to them that faith. So even though his head was struck off by a tomahawk, the last wish of the Jesuit was granted. That the Lord had united him to himself, never be to be separated. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. It would give them the chance, and by the martyr's blood, that hopefully it would encourage those to hold fast to that faith. So in 1 year, he had baptized 70 belonging to 5 different nations. 70 souls he would baptize, being in captivity. And so from that, he scattered the good seed, which obviously would yield a great fruit, a great harvest later on. But it was the work that he did at that time. Just going in, baptizing the people, and trying to help them to see how important to live their faith was. And so from that, St. Isaac Jogues, he'd be willing to give of his life, as I mentioned, that he even bit off his fingers to where he had to have a special dispensation just to say Mass. They tried to take away from him what he had, and his spirit would not be broken. His spirit, he would continue to go on, asking to go back, to continue to stay in the missionary country. And so from that, as I mentioned, as he reached Orysville, he realized that this probably would be the place of his martyrdom. That if he stayed faithful to the graces of God, that's where he would give his life. And so for him, he thought he would be very happy if our Lord would complete his sacrifice. That the little blood that he had shed would be the first fruits of the faith for the people. That as he shed his blood for them, that it would help them to see and to continue to grow in the faith. And this would be the start of the faith in this new country. And so our Lord, he accepted the Holocaust, his offering of himself. So at that point, he spent 13 months in captivity in Orysville. They beat him. They tried to make him afraid of death by the tortures that they made him undergo. But he told them he was like a man like them, but he didn't fear death at all. He realized that that was his entrance into heaven, so he was willing then to give his life for it. He was willing to offer of himself for these souls. So even to the point that he would tell his torturers that he wanted to lead them into heaven if they would just convert. Some beat him more because of that. But certainly some were converted because of the example that he gave to them. And so for St. Isaac Jogues, he had given up his life. They'd finally killed him by beheading him. To where even some of the people, some of the families, they went to try to rescue and try to save him, but they had seen they were too late. But in a way, the work that he had done had established then the faith there. These North American martyrs, they had given their lives in order to establish the faith in these missionary countries. They saw to what the purpose of their life was, the vocation that God had called them, to give the faith to others. Yes, we can do it in a more normal setting, in a parish life, trying to give the faithful a true faith. Or then God calls certain ones to be missionaries, ones that are able to suffer, to be willing to die for their faith, in order to give it to other people. And so that is one of the things that St. Isaac Jogues, you can see in his life, of how so willing he was. Yes, being born in the shadows of the Cathedral of the Holy Cross, of how he would live his life always remembering the cross of our Lord, of how he was willing to leave his homeland in order to preach the faith to other people, to give to them that faith. So even though his head was struck off by a tomahawk, the last wish of the Jesuit was granted. But the Lord had united him to himself, never be to be separated. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.